What's going on? So, I wanted to do an episode on something that I've actually thought about doing episodes on before, but haven't for various reasons. But I wanted to do an episode on finding the pros and cons of a situation. That's not quite the right words, but like when you're dealing with a idea that you have in your head or somebody gives you or something, stuck listening to it and you're like, oh yeah, this is so true, you know, this kind of thing. What I've learned how to do, and one thing you really need to learn how to do, is to find the things that agree with this idea. Yes, like, you know, if your idea is interesting in this kind of way, but also find the things that disagree with your idea. And the reason for this is very interesting and stabilizing, because there's basically several reasons for why I'm suggesting this. The first one is that if you can start to see consciously the things that don't match your worldview, just as much as you see the things that you do match your worldview, you can start to kind of go beyond a little bit your own experiences and your own constructions and your own story about life and how like things are and things like this. So it's not that complex, really. It's just about thinking of an idea. The earth is flat. So okay, so sorry, before we get into that, the second thing is it can help you to see why something you think of as an insane idea makes some sense sometimes. So an example, so I'll give you some examples here. The first example is the earth is flat. And you don't really have to do a lot of research. This is not about research. I mean, you can do that as well, but we can get into the research part of this in a deeper episode. This is more about in your own head thinking of the pros and cons, the things that match and things that don't match your idea. Right. So, what matches the idea that the earth is flat? Well, it's like I've said before, the earth can seem flat because, you know, when you're walking around, when you're driving around, there's no curves. You don't see any curves. You don't feel any curves unless you're on a mountain or something, right? And so in the same way, you don't feel any curve, but then a con would be like something like you could see a picture of the earth. You know, somebody could take a picture of it from a helicopter or something, and it's clearly round or whatever, things like that. And so what you're doing is you're literally looking for things that match and the things that don't match the idea that you're interested in. And it doesn't take a whole lot of work to do this. Really,
It shouldn't take you more than a couple of minutes to do this, if not less. Maybe it may take you more if you're really stuck on this idea, but like, typically speaking, speaking for myself, it doesn't take more than a couple of minutes to do this. And so, what I become aware of by doing this is that I can start to stabilize viewpoints. I can start to, like, see a problem before it creeps up on you, kind of thing. Of course, I'm not always able to do this, but, like, something you can do more of by doing this. This kind of thing. So, to reiterate, this is not about doing a lot of research. We don't have to sit there and do hours of research. Does this, is this correct based on science? Is this correct based on... We're not trying to be absolutely accurate. What we're trying to do here is understand what's happening. And when you understand what's happening, you can start to be able to stabilize yourself. I made an episode a long time ago called The Instability of the Self. And what I was talking about in that episode is how and why the self is so unstable, what's causing this. Of course, there's many cells, right? We've talked about this, and I want to go deeper into this in another episode, but really, there's many reasons why this is, but one of the reasons why this is because we aren't looking at the things that don't match our worldview. And when we're looking at opposite worldviews, we're not looking at the things that match those worldviews. Because one of the things I really learned over the years is that it's actually easier to find a lie than it is to actually find what the truth is. And when you start to find more lies, you can start to find, you can start to eliminate certain things. But we have to find the lies first. Now, 99% of your worldviews are based on, I wouldn't say like lies in the absolute sense, but like they're based on inaccuracies, they're based on misinformation, they're based on yourself, story, things like this. and I think this is necessarily wrong with that. Necessarily, but like, it makes you very vulnerable to yourself. It makes you very unable to question yourself. It makes you very unable to detach from these thoughts and emotions, which makes you unstable, more unstable. There's always going to be an inherent instability with the self, but, or with, you know, because we live in a body, the body can die, the body can get hungry, the body can have things happen to it, the body needs certain things, things like this, but, like, we can mitigate some of this instability, because a lot of it doesn't always just come from the body, it also comes from the mind and things that we're triggered by and things that we're unwilling or unable to see for various reasons. And so finding the things that match and finding the things that don't match is important to this process. If you want to become more stable, But it is gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt like a bitch. You know, our society is so afraid of pain. It's really interesting. You know, we have pain pills for like... And I'm not saying, by the way, to enjoy pain or to not take pain pills or whatever, but we have a serious aversion to pain and depression and unhappiness in this culture, and especially like the Western cultures. And that makes us unable and unwilling to put ourselves through the trials of instabilities so that we can become more stable. Because ironically, when you don't do this, you actually make the pain worse. Because you will fall. You will have this thing show up, the thing that doesn't match, and boom, you're overwhelmed again, and you're going, what is happening here? What is causing this? And the answer to that question is the not doing this practice, not being willing or able to see this. I mean, there's other reasons why, but as well, but like that's one reason. It ain't necessarily pleasant, but it is worth doing. And over a time, you can start to become less sensitive to others, which you can start to like deconstruct your ideas about why other people are doing these things or whatever. You know, like if somebody says, if your mind says, for instance, like, oh, you know, he doesn't love me, you know, he acted a certain way towards me, that means he doesn't love me, you can ask yourself, okay, so why, what you know, and then you can look for things that may match this, but then you can also look for things that don't match this. And also one thing too to become aware of is that sometimes the things that you think match this thing don't actually match this thing. So like for instance, a good example of what I'm talking about is you might think that somebody being more quiet for some reason means that they're angry at you, or they're upset at you, or they don't want to talk to you because they're mad at you or something. But really, maybe it just has to do with them being their natural introverted selves. And so you have a bunch of assumptions about what you think matches, or what these things are as well. You have to uncover as well. That's the third element to this process. Is there any assumptions underpinning this that I have about this? That's the other element of this. It's the other deep process of this process. It's the other deep process of starting to become aware of what's happening in this way. And yeah, it's definitely not something that you might want to do. You know, you're going to feel pain, you're going to feel triggered, but it's worth doing if you want over time eventually. It'll take time, it takes years to do this, but if you want to become more stable as a person. But if you don't want to do this, you don't want pain, that's fine. There's nothing stopping you from feeling pain. You know, but I've always been that person. Well, I wouldn't say always, but like over the past few years or so, probably 4 or 5 years, off and on and with some distortions, have tried to stay closer and closer and closer to reality. And, you know, by doing that, you can start to become aware of more and more. It's really interesting in this way, so. 10:14 p.m. Anyways, hope you enjoyed this episode. And I will talk to you in the next one.